Volkanovski overcomes Drake curse to net rapper $915,000. Australian UFC star Alexander Volkanovski reclaimed the featherweight title at UFC 314 this weekend, delivering an impressive performance to defeat Diego Lopez and, in doing so, overcome the notorious Drake curse. Fighting at Miami's Casillas Center, the 36-year-old overcame a heavy knockdown and even temporary vision loss following a brutal uppercut, yet still emerged victorious to once again become the division's champion. Volkanovski lost the belt in 2024 but returned to top form despite more than a year away from the octagon. Drake's $545,000 bet raised concerns ahead of fight. Ahead of the fight, fans were concerned after Canadian rap star Drake placed a massive $545,000 bet on Volkanovski to win. Given Drake's long history of losing sports bets, the bet sparked speculation. The rapper's gambling misfortunes are so famous that they inspired the term the Drake curse, which refers to the impression of bad luck following any athlete or team he supports. However, this time, things worked out. Volkanovski not only defied expectations but also netted Drake a $915,000 payout. The legend of the curse dates back to 2014, when Serena Williams, heavily favored to win the US Open, shockingly lost in the semifinals after Drake was spotted cheering her on. The superstition grew stronger in 2018 after Drake aligned himself with Conor McGregor, who was later defeated by Khabib Nurmagomedov via fourth-round submission at UFC 229. Drake's streak of costly bets continued in recent years. He suffered big losses when Anthony Joshua knocked out Francis Ngannou, and again when Dricus du Plessis toppled Sean Strickland at UFC 297, costing him $700,000. He also lost $500,000 after Israel Adesanya was upset by Strickland in 2023. Volkanovski pleased to return to winning ways. While Drake's gamble finally paid off, it was Volkanovski who earned the spotlight on Sunday. Quote, "It's good to be back. A lot of people counted me out, the 35-year-old curse and a big break. To come back and beat a gun like Diego Lopez. It's good to be back. Adversity is a privilege. This moment is incredible." Alexander Volkanovski, UFC fighter and featherweight champion. Volkanovski had entered the fight on the back of a rough stretch, losing three of his previous four bouts, including the featherweight title to Ilia Topuria in 2024. While he may have returned to winning ways, even after his victory, he was still looking for ways to improve, saying he felt like he could have done more out there. He also said that the most important thing was showing my kids what you can be capable of when people are counting you out.